You're listening to CSEK 93.9 FM Smith Community Radio, the Evoli Show, and our theme today is worship of tools, right?
Yeah, I know. It's a weird one. Like, I guess just the love of tools. I don't know why it's called the worship of tools, but I appreciate tools. What's your favorite tool?
I don't know. A hammer?
I think mine might be a sharp handsaw.
Why?
And why a handsaw?
I don't like handsaws.
I like handsaws. But then when they're sharp, they're like, they're so effective. They just, sometimes they just cut like butter. And it's so satisfying when it just goes straight through something. I don't know. That's what I feel. Honestly, my favorite tool is probably power tools. I like ratcheting tools. Like that kind of thing.
I like
impact tools.
Like nail guns and stuff.
Ooh, nail guns kind of scare me though.
Yeah, because you could go like.
Yeah, well, there's that, and I've actually punctured my hand with a nail with an air nail gun. Yeah. Yep.
Holy cow, I was holding
onto it from underneath, and went cuckoo right through my hand.
Like, but not all the way through.
It was like through a portion of my finger.
So it was like came out the other side, like.
Yeah. It was freaky because I had to pull my finger off the nail.
So there's like a hole right through your finger.
Yeah, when I pulled it off, there was no. I mean, it just kind of like, it kind of doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. There's no real hole there, but. And it healed. It healed pretty fast. But I was working on the deck of the train car, actually.
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had to pretend it didn't hurt because I was working with people. All right, move on. Let's see. Speaking of things that hurt, hammers hurt when they're not used properly. You agree?
Yeah.
Here's one by the Beatles. Oh, let me try it. I mean, I don't want to start without it. And everybody hearing it, so I'm going to turn it up.
Was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan. But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. Gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the glass has gone away, so he waits behind, writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. Got a dirty one, Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures, oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free.
Maxwell must go free.
Mitch does not agree, and he tells them so. Oh, oh. But as the words are leaving his lips, a noise comes from behind.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver.
Never been such an upbeat song about a serial killer. Whoa, whoa, hey, stop it. All right. He bonked three different people in the head with it. Anyway, that was from Abbey Road. That was written by Paul McCartney and features a fictional, a medical student who likes to bonk people in the head. So there's hammers. It seems like hammers is a consistent theme through music. Queen's got a hammer song. Do you want to listen to it?
Sure.
Don't we do this at the hockey games?
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Is it like a...
All right!
Rich or poor,
Sweet. That's Queen performing for Live Aid back in 1985. That was a fundraiser for a famine that was happening in Ethiopia, and they raised like $125 million, and they reached over 1.9 billion people on TV. In addition to all those people you saw in the concert that was in Wembley Stadium in England, they also had a simultaneous concert happening in Philadelphia, in the United States. And it was like even a performer, Phil Collins, we know Phil Collins,
yeah,
performed at Wembley and then got on the Concorde jet, that really, really, really fast jet that doesn't fly anymore.
Yeah,
flew over to Philadelphia, landed there, and performed at that place too on the same day. So it's kind of cool. All right, moving on. Let's see, what else we got? We got a Canadian one. This is a Canadian sort of country band by the name of Cord Blund, who's actually been in Smithers before.
Good.
It's called Hard on Equipment, also known as Tool for the Job.
Come on.
Okay.
He's been rounding off bolts since the age of 14. Was that a 5/8 or a 9/16? He got a metric socket that don't quite fit. A little wiggle, just a little, but it ain't quite stripped. Safety guard's gone from his grinding machine. He got a stiff paintbrush, he only sorta got clean. He's a hired man, my neighbor, and a cousin-in-law. He's a jerry-rigging fool, he got the tool for the job. Well, it's vice grips for pliers, and pliers for a wrench for a hammer, hammers everything else. It just don't seem to make much difference. I sure do like him, but he's hard on equipment. Corners ain't square and his floor ain't level, and he's had a little trouble with the old tape measure. His doors don't close cause the jam ain't plumbing. He's a goddamn menace with the air nail gun. You love to see him coming at the lumberyard store, fix the leak in his roof with a 2x4. Drills holes in the boards with the wrong kind of bit, and when they don't line up he blames the government. Well, it's a vice grip for pliers, and pliers for a wrench for a hammer, hammers everything else. It just don't seem to make much difference. I sure do like him, but he's hard on equipment. He got the whole front yard full of fix-em-up cars. Well, three don't run and the rest won't start. Well, everything's fine with his rebuilt motor, except of course for the couple spare washers left over. Made a twine tie down's going down the road on two ball tires and an oversized load. He ain't never read the manual, cause that's like cheating. He don't mind the grease on his hands while he's eating. Well, it's vice grips for pliers, and pliers for a wrench for a hammer, hammers everything else. It just don't seem to make no difference. I sure do like him, but he's hard on equipment. No, it just don't seem to make much difference. I sure like your son, but you're hard on equipment. Busted up knuckles, his thumb got bruised.
God, Jesus Christ!
It was a carpenter too.
I've been known to use a crescent wrench when I probably should be using a socket. Sometimes it's just faster to use what's there. And sometimes you do kind of round the head off of a bolt and you're kind of stuck. And now you have to use vice grips. And then the vice grips then break the head off the bolt. And now you have to drill that bolt out. And what was probably going to be a 2-minute job now turns into a 2-hour job. That's what happens when you take shortcuts. Anyway, that's called Hard on Equipment. And let's see, another Tool song. Actually, It's also, that's right, I forgot. It's also prom, it's prom, what is it called? Promposal day. So I explained to you this morning what prom was. Can you remember, do you remember what it was?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Like a party after you graduate high school or something?
Yeah, it's either before or after you graduate high school. So one of the things, it's a, kind of a big deal. It's like the biggest kind of dance party performance or party of your whole high school kind of thing. And so it's kind of a big deal. And so people get kind of intimidated and anxious about who they're going to invite. And so they called today Promposal Day, because I guess at this point you're kind of thinking about who you're going to invite to prom, even if it's 2 months away.
Mm-hmm.
Because promposal sounds like proposal. Anyway, I found a prom song by Beach Bunny. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Beach Bunny released a song 2018 and became, it got famous on TikTok. That's enough, thanks. I think we got, we do have another Hammer song. I move it into prom, but there's a Bob Marley Hammer song. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard this one.
They just keep holding me, won't let go. Holding me, won't let go. I need
to hammer them down. I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to ram them down. They just keep teasing me, and you know they play like they don't know, provoking me. But this is all I know. I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to ram them down. I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to hammer them down. To rama them down. Oh, I need ama, 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 ama to ama them down. Said I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to rama them down. I need ama, 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 ama to ama them down. Holding me, won't let. To ram them down. I need a hammer, 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 hammer to hammer them down. To ram them down. I need a hammer, 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 hammer to hammer them down. I need a hammer, a hammer, a hammer, a hammer to ram them down.
All right. Well, we got, that's pretty, I mean, we do have, I guess we don't have a lot of time left.
Ooh.
I had another, another Canadian track without a video from Crones and Prince George. We could do that one.
But or, we also have to go.
I know. We do have some
shopping for snacks.
Speaking of snacks, was waffle a snack? And if it depends on the size.
Yeah.
Because today is actually the national day of
waffles.
Yeah, but not just any waffle. Oatmeal nut waffle day. Which is a weird, that's a weird waffle.
Yeah.
But hey, a waffle's a waffle.
Do you like waffles? By Perry Griff.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, 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 dip. Can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles! 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 Dip, 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 dip. Can't wait to get a mouthful.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip,
oh, we should totally do that song. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And so I totally think too. Speaking of, we've got one more Perry Griff song from Waffles, and then we should probably say goodbye. Why do you say goodbye right now, actually?
Bye, everybody, and you're listening to CSUK 93.9 FM Smith's Community Radio.
And you got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, and the sponsor I'd like to thank is Subway.
Yeah, they're open again. All right, here we go. Waffle City, Perry Griff.
Oh, yeah, what the scene?
Hi, Nana.
There's a magical town where everything is waffles. A delectable grid of never ending yumminess. Oh, the houses are waffles, and the cars are waffles, and the streets and the trees and trampolines are waffles, and
Burgers are waffles, and the french fries are waffles, and the tacos and the nachos and falafels are waffles, and the root beer is waffles, toaster strudels are waffles, and the french toast
are made of pancakes.
We love waffles and you love waffles.
Cats don't like waffles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.